the demobilized British artillery officer, William Sturgeon. When Sturgeon had taken a piece of iron and wrapped a coil of wire around it, nothing much had happened. That was fair enough, but when he'd gone on and connected the wire to a battery so that Volta's mysterious electric current sparked through the wire, the ordinary iron had seemed to come alive. It had turned into a strong magnet that pulled other pieces of iron toward itself, as if an invisible force were jumping from the wire into the iron. Switch off the battery, and everything stopped. The original lump of iron became inert, and what it had lifted toward itself fell off. It was no longer magnetized. Sturgeon didn't know what to make of this discovery, but Henry knew exactly what to do with it. His boys were suffering a general winter restlessness, and this amazing toy is what he could use to keep their attention. The boys were good with their hands and liked solid physical things, as their parents did too. Most of the wooden houses around Albany were newly built, and it was often the settlers themselves who had done the building. If he can make the electrical magnet really huge, he'd have them all on his side. Creating one of Volta's batteries to power the whole contraption wasn't too hard, for there was plenty of metal ore available, either locally or from the big ports to the east. Henry was a fast worker, and by 1827 he had duplicated Sturgeon's work, creating an electromagnet that could lift 9 pounds. The boys in his classroom wrapped still more coils.